Good evening, Vacaville. I'd like to call to order the regular meeting of the Vacaville Parks and Recreation Commission. Today is April 2nd, 2025, and the time is 6 p.m. So our first item is we're going to have the swearing in of our new commissioners. We have City Clerk Michelle Thornburg to conduct the swearing in, and we're very excited to have you. So, go ahead.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair Oz. We actually have to amend the agenda, I guess, because we swapped those. So, Andrea, can I ask you to comment on that?
There. So, you just need to have a motion and a second and agree to amend the agenda to swap
them
to
the public notice part. Thank you. So, do I have a motion to amend the agenda by moving up the swearing in of the commissioners as the first item?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Great.
If I could have you raise your right hand. State your name.
Rich Kelton.
Legal Alter. Please repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
To support and defend.
To support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
The Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
And I will bear true faith and allegiance.
And I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And I will always and faithfully.
And I will always and faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Upon which I'm about.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take your seat. All right, now we will move on to roll call. Secretary Valencia Reyes, would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Brueman?
Here.
Commissioner Frazier?
Here.
Commissioner Kelsey?
Here.
Commissioner Golinger?
Here.
Vice Chair Gutierrez?
Here.
Chair Oz?
Here. Wonderful. So next, would everyone please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And next we have approval of the agenda. Commissioners, you have the agenda before you. Are there any amendments? Hearing none, may I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Sorry, Chair.
Yes.
We were good. We amended it earlier.
Yes, approval of the agenda with the...
As amended. Yes.
Great, thank you. So do I have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
I'll make a motion.
So we have a motion and a second to approve the agenda with the amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Great. Next on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the March 5th, 2025 regular meeting. Since we have two commissioners that are newly appointed and were not present at that meeting, they will need to abstain from voting on this item. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes?
No additions or corrections.
Great. So do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting?
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
And I'll second.
So we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the March 5th, 2025 meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Yes. Sorry.
Yes. Yes.
So we have four ayes and two abstentions. Great. Moving on to communications. Staff, have there been any written communications for the commission's name?
There has been no written communication.
Great. Moving right along. Great. Next is item 7, presentations. Director Mulder, would you please introduce item 7A?
Yes, good evening once again, commissioners. This evening, we have a presentation on our active aging and special interest programs. And we have Recreation Coordinator Simi Matheru here to give the presentation. And Recreation Supervisor Courtney is also here to assist if needed. With that, I will turn it over to Simi.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon, Chair, Vice Chair, Commission, staff, and people of the public. My name is Simi Matheru. I'm the Active Aging and Special Interest Coordinator. The McBride Community Center is a multi-service center that offers recreation and educational programs, special events, and services focused on wellness, nutrition, and social needs to enhance the quality of life for active aging adults 50 years of age and older. So we will start off with active aging. Today I will talk about some of the events and programs that are keeping us busy and the community engaged and healthy. Here are some of the weekly programs happening at the McBride Community Center. Majority of the programs listed are favorites of the senior community, the most popular being Sit and Fit on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and Soul Line Dance on Fridays. Currently, Soul Line Dance and Bingo Size are free courses sponsored by Innovative Health Solutions, but come September, they will be offered at a small fee. The art and music community is thriving at McBride Senior Center, and listed are the ones that occur weekly. Ukulele is our newest addition and has new members joining each month. Acoustic Jam has been at McBride the longest for about 10 years, and they have a large group of almost 20 members meeting twice a month. We also have free services. Some of our most popular include Tax Prep Aid, Innovative Health Congregant Meals, and Grief Support. Innovative Health provides free health-conscious meals to seniors every day of the week. I also wanted to mention Coffee Social, which is Monday through Thursday every week, and we have been seeing lots of new faces. Now I'll be talking about our day trips. Our day trips have become very popular. We have been consistently selling out since November, and many of them have active wait lists. I will be showcasing some of our most popular trips. In Bodega Bay, seniors enjoy lunch at a popular restaurant and then a scenic ride through town and end the day with a walk on the beach. Another trip is a Dandelion Chocolate Factory tour with a 5-course meal at Skates on the Bay. Our seniors have been loving the Broadway SF Orpheum Theater. They have seen The Lion King, Back to the Future, and Mamma Mia. I also love to support local businesses whenever possible. Our seniors have recently visited Bondolio Farms in Winters for an olive oil tasting. Moving on to events. In November, we celebrated Thanksgiving with over 100 seniors in attendance. We had a joyous Thanksgiving event filled with great food made by a local caterer from scratch with love and lively music. In December, we hosted our holiday luncheon. The event served 50 seniors, offering them a memorable holiday experience. Seniors enjoyed a catered meal and a live performance from the West Valley Barbershop Chorus. In January, we had an amazing turnout at the Senior Resource Fair with over 40 vendors offering essential services. They provided valuable information on mobility assistance, housing options, legal services, and much more. The event was also featured in the Vacaville Reporter. Here's a list of some of our upcoming events. On April 24th, so this month, we have Senior Prom. Moving on from events, we have our McBride membership. This year, we had a successful year of membership with 107 members joining. Looking ahead to the next fiscal year, we're excited to offer even more perks, including free trips, VIP access to events, and exclusive mugs. So what's new at McBride? We have legal and notary services and free computer courses. The computer courses are part of the digital literacy program funded by the California Public Utilities Commission. Qualifying participants will receive a free Chromebook at the end of the course. So what are the challenges with active aging? Some of the challenges we face are funding for events, instructor recruitment, and bringing new seniors into the center. Before I go on to special interests, I'd be happy to answer any questions on our active aging program. Okay, if there's no questions, then I'll move on to special interests.
Well, Simi, let's... It takes a little bit for us to really absorb the information.
Okay.
We're actively aging.
That's right.
Let's see, Commissioner Frazier.
So, just one quick question. Do you guys partner with like assisted living places in Vacaville or senior apartments in Vacaville or anything like that? Or is there any kind of a partnership that you have with?
So we do a lot of flyering so that we can get the word about word out about the programs and events that we offer at McBride.
My father-in-law was in Cornerstone, so I don't remember really seeing a lot of that when he was there. And so, I mean, there's a lot of groups and they do a lot of things too. So in terms of funding, maybe there's a way to partner with them.
We try to partner as much as we can, and we do table whenever they have events, so.
Nice, very good. And you guys do a lot of stuff. I was like, that's a lot.
Yeah,
very good.
We try our best.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Great. Vice Chair Gutierrez.
Yeah, question, you mentioned the membership. Is there a cost?
Yeah, so the membership costs $50 for a whole year.
And that gives them all the perks that,
yes.
that you had listed there. Mm-hmm.
And that's discounts for events and day trips.
And then the VIP.
Yes.
What is the VIP access?
The VIP access just gives them like special tables at events.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Commissioner Kelsey.
Seniors are a great resource, obviously, in society and in culture. Have you thought about enlisting the help of some creative writing services and getting these folks to tell their stories?
We don't have anything like that right now, but I think that's a great idea. Definitely something we can incorporate. Recently, we've incorporated it at a public speaking course, so maybe in the future we could have something like that.
Yeah.
And I, a couple questions, Simi. With respect to the facility, have you had any challenges with space or getting space for the programs or the services you're providing?
Thankfully, we haven't had much issue with space. The McBride Community Center, we use a lot for our senior services, so we've been pretty good with that.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm guessing the seniors will sometimes propose programs and services, mm-hmm. or you get, have you had any that you haven't been able to actually perform for one reason or another, any services or programs that it seems like there's a demand from the seniors, but we haven't been able for one reason or another been able to provide that service or program?
For the most part, we've been able to provide everything that the seniors have wanted. For example, the computer basics course that I touched on, that's something that was that some of the seniors had requested. We have tech help that is very important for the seniors. The program that we were using prior did lose funding, but then we were able to get another program that now does that. And then other than that, like day trips, our seniors give us a lot of feedback on where they want to go. So we try to utilize like surveys and things like that to make sure that we are getting their input as much as we can.
Good. I would just think it would be important to make sure you're sharing that feedback that you're getting from the seniors and communicating that so that we can, you know, try to
definitely
service them. Great. You want to go ahead and continue?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Okay, so moving on to special interest. Here are some of the programs offered through special interest. Discovery Hub offers math and science courses. Silicon Valley offers technology courses. And Top Chef offers cooking courses. Our newest instructor will be offering public speaking, which is under special interest because it's open to all ages. So some of the challenges with special interest is recruitment of new instructors. Some of the ways we are hoping to pique interest is by placing an ad in the events guide and using social media like Instagram and Facebook to reach out to the public. So that concludes the special interest portion. Are there any questions for that?
Yes, Commissioner Frazier. So,
yeah. How do you determine a special interest?
Special interest is kind of just things that like don't have fall into any other category come into special interest.
Okay. Thanks. Any other questions for Simi? Great. Thank you, Simi, for your presentation.
Thank you.
Great. All right, moving on to business from the floor. This is the time to address the commission on issues that are not on tonight's agenda that are within the commission's subject matter jurisdiction. There's a maximum of 3 minutes per speaker. Does anyone wish to address the commission tonight on a topic that's not on the agenda? All right. Seeing none, I will close business from the floor. And we have a light agenda today, so we have no business items, so we'll move to committee reports. Commissioner Bruman, the Vacaville Arts and Cultural Alliance.
All right, there's a lot to go over. It was a big meeting. Everybody was sharing a lot. So just before I forget, April 4th, this Friday at Journey, you'll have the Time Bandits starting at 5:00, honoring Mornay for something for his business there. Also, visit Vacaville, the in-plane air event. They're actually gonna be partnering with the Historical Society out at Penn and Dobie, and that is scheduled for April 12th. And April 12th is a full day, April 13th is a half. I suggest to you, whoever's going to attend, to bring a picnic lunch because there will be no food out there for you to buy. Also, there's going to be artwork to be displayed out there, and also there's going to be trail hikes available. So the people want to bring their children and come out and have a fun time, they're there. And then also, what else is happening out there? And then I was mentioning to about the date on the plane falls at the same time as the VacaCon, so. See who throws a better show, right? So, and then also, the cows, they're working on the cows parade update. They're working on installations and dedications for the cow project. So more to come on that. Also out there, Visit Vacaville is also working on their art trail update. They're getting a lot of things. So if you're really interested in the art trail, they find new installations, potential additions to the trail for art, go visit Vacaville website and get some more information on that. And then also May 10th, we got the City of Vacaville doing the multicultural event. That's going to be a lot of fun. And again, if you want to see, I guess, who's in charge of that? Kristen, right? So Kristen was there, and she's going to be talking with Kaya and Mr. Vacaville and getting everything in plan. Also, what else did I forget? April 19th, on 10:00 in the morning, Andrews Park. I know you guys love this one, the Bonnies and Bonnets, Andrews Park Easter Egg Hunt. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then April 30th, Tourism Breakfast. That's a $50 ticket, and that's be held at Travis Credit Union from 8 to 9:45.
What's the tourism breakfast?
Tourism breakfast that is at Backwell Holes every year. It's going to be at the Travis Credit Union up on the hill, and it's a $50 ticket to get in.
And what's the purpose of it? Just to
talk about pretty much everything that they have to offer as far as hotels, tourism, how many people are coming to Backville, things like that. What we have to offer too.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. Any questions for Commissioner Ruman? All right, seeing none, we'll move to 10B, which is the report on the VPAT Show Selection Committee, and that is a committee that I sit on. We met last week or the following week, and we started some really good brainstorming sessions and started gathering some potential shows that we might want to pursue. One of the challenges that we're going to face this year is that, for those that are not aware, the city's upcoming budget is projecting about an $11 million shortfall. And so the staff have started to put together a list of possible reductions. And the VPAT show funding was one of those proposed or possible reductions. So it's not set in stone yet, but we anticipate that out of those reductions that there might be one less show that could be offered for this year. So we're having to, we might have to scale back our show offerings. But one of the things that we are looking at is in trying to get to stretch that budget is to provide another speaker series or a podcast like we did with the, what is the name? The Dr. Scott Braun of the Serial Killers podcast, which was very popular, but yet was cost effective. And so we think that we might be able to balance it out with if we look for one of those shows. But we are underway trying to put together that season of shows here coming up. So. And keep in mind, as I've mentioned before, that we certainly welcome any recommendations from the commission, the public. So reach out to Elizabeth, myself, or the director if you have any recommendations, and our staff will certainly pursue those and see if they're an option. And then also, I encourage everyone and the public to subscribe for information about upcoming events on the VPAT website or follow them on Facebook or Instagram. And I think the one highlight of the show coming up is the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, which is actually this Thursday at 8 o'clock. Some great, great jazz. So we're looking forward to that. So that finishes my report. Are there any questions or comments from the commission? Wonderful. Great. Moving on to reports of the park manager. Good evening, Wallace.
Good evening, Chair Oz, commissioners. Welcome to you, the two new commissioners. I just have a short presentation for you tonight. Over this winter, the Park Maintenance Division conducted a citywide pressure washing of all the playgrounds as part of our ongoing maintenance program. This work helps to remove dirt, debris, and buildup, ensuring that our play structures remain clean, safe, and welcoming for the residents of all ages. And Chair Oz brought up the, we're looking at the budget shortfalls. And so as part of our maintenance effort, we're replacing playground equipment and accessories that have been showing signs of excessive wear. And by doing that and proactively addressing these issues, we're trying to ensure that our play areas remain safe, functional, and enjoyable for children and families. This ongoing commitment to the maintenance helps extend the lifespan of our playgrounds and enhances the overall experience for our community. By prioritizing regular upkeep, we are committed to providing public spaces where families can enjoy a fun and worry-free outdoor experience. So these are just a couple of these two slides here were replaced as part of the equipment replacement that we're trying to do out there. So in some of the parks where you'll see new elements mixed in with the old play equipment. All that I have for you guys tonight.
Great. Any questions for Wallace? I have one question. I'm sure that you have a replacement schedule for some of the park facilities. Are those replacements? You do the installation of those then?
So with the actual, when we do a full scale playground replacement, that is done by contract.
That's a contract. Okay.
Yeah, that would be a contract item, and to try to get. To extend the time in between replacements, we're trying to take on smaller scale replacements of particular equipment that is on the play structures. Because in general, most of our play structures here in Vacaville, a lot of them are coming up on that 20-year-old mark, but they're still in exceptional shape, you know, minus a few of the elements that are on the playground. So by replacing those elements, we believe that we can extend that 20-year life cycle out a few more years to try to recoup some savings.
And then you have a routine maintenance schedule as well, like as you'd indicated, power washing some of the playground equipment. Do you have that on a...
Correct. Yeah, so that's a yearly undertaking that we're doing along with every 2 weeks we go through and we do playground inspections. So for safety purposes and to take care of any other small minor maintenance issues that might need to be taken care of.
So some a bulk of your time is actually spent on routine scheduled stuff, not just all the one-time projects as well.
Yeah. That's correct.
Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
All right.
Great. One more question, Commissioner Kelsey.
Hi there. Do you have a plan in place for graffiti removal? I know in Andrews Park in particular, because it's so close to Buckingham High School, that park routinely gets attacked with graffiti, specifically lewd graffiti. I remember when I used to take my little son there when we first moved here, he's a very sensitive child and he would point out certain things and I would make, at that time, I would make calls into the offices and say, could you please take care of this? And it wouldn't be done for weeks. So I'm wondering if any of that has been addressed by you or your staff, or is it something you want to continue to look at, or?
So that doesn't sound like a typical response from our division for graffiti reporting. When graffiti is reported, we have a 24-hour response window, especially for graffiti that is of this vulgar in nature. There are times when we aren't able to quite make it in that 24 hours. And if something happens on a, you know, close to a weekend and it's not reported, it'd be up there a little bit longer. But we endeavor to try to abate the graffiti just as quickly as possible so it's not remaining out on.
Any other questions, Wallace? Great, seeing none. Thank you, Wallace. Our next item is 13A, program updates from the recreation manager.
Actually, I think it's
12 days. Okay. Thank you very much.
Ross, are you trying to skip
so,
No.
We have an agenda. We have a schedule. We should be following it. I stand corrected. Let's move on to reports of the park planner, Nemo Gonzalez. Good evening.
Good evening, Chair, Vice Chair, Commissioners. Welcome aboard. My name is Nemo Gonzalez. I'm a park planner with the Parks and Rec Department. I'm taking a cue from Wallace tonight, and I've just got one update for you guys. So at a previous meeting, we had discussed some of the citywide solar efforts that we've been taking on as a city. And those updates will be getting, they're going to begin later this month, and the work is set to go through December. And larger sites like Ulatis and Three Oaks are going to be phased into multiple areas so that we can reduce the impact to parking at those sites. The impacted Parks and Rec sites include McBride, Three Oaks, The Graham, Ulatis, and Duke / Andrews Park. But other city sites, including City Hall, will be impacted, and I'm sure that you guys will encounter that in future commission meetings. Our department is doing our part to, publish QR codes in the activities guide and provide some social media postings to make sure that our customers are aware. Both the rec managers, Elizabeth and Melody, are doing everything that they can to keep their staff updated so that we are able to sort of navigate some of the questions that are coming our way. It's important to note that Public Works will be spearheading the effort, so they are the ones that are the project managers and have the most current information. A lot of what we'll be doing is making sure that we're funneling the public to the appropriate city web page that has the updated information on there. That is all I got for you tonight. Any questions?
Nemo, is there, do you happen to just know how much, what's the projected energy savings per year that we should expect from these projects?
I do not.
No?
But I know the person who does, and what I can commit to is going back to her and asking her that question and getting you an answer.
Okay, thank you. And then I had one question, just Mariposa Park, the dog park, my understanding is that's still not, is that open yet to the public? Do you know?
Mariposa is actually open to the public.
Okay.
Yeah. So both the play structure that was added to that site and the off-leash dog area are both open to the public. We have a big banner up. We did some social media postings. We've gotten some information that when people are driving by, they don't see folks. I've been out there a couple of times, and I've seen people using the dog area. I have yet to see somebody using the play structure back there. It's kind of tucked away, not visible from the street. So,
I think I was at on the website, and I don't think it was listed yet as another one of our dog parks. You probably want to update that. But I know the website's being completely updated at this point. But just to highlight that for staff.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you.
Commissioner Frazier.
So I don't know if this is the question for here or not, but when I think of like the solar panels and stuff like that over at Three Oaks, I mean, there's a lot of trees in that parking lot. Are they just going to kind of go around all those trees, or they're going to take the trees out?
No, they're not going around the trees. That's true of pretty much all of the sites where solar is going. There's a substantial tree removal.
Okay.
For Three Oaks, the perimeter trees that are aligning the street, those are staying intact. The only ones that are going away are where the actual parking bays are.
Right, and they have those squares around them. And
correct. All of those trees, they're going away because the actual physical structure will be in those locations, and you can't have, obviously, competing sort of trees that could impact the actual structure. And I know that as part of the project, one of the big efforts that they've got going on, it's sort of a simultaneous effort, but they have to apply for a tree removal permit, and they have to mitigate for the tree loss. So they've got a separate effort going on right now where they're going to be providing in-lieu trees in some of the sites. So we have received a plan from them, from Public Works, that is, that sort of proposed some tree locations, and then we provided some comments back to them to make sure that we're providing the maximum amount of coverage for shade in different areas, not obviously like where the actual structure will be installed.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yep. Great. Any other questions for Nemo? Great. Thank you, Nemo.
Thanks.
So referring back to the agenda, and I see that the next item is the program updates from the recreation manager. And good evening, Elizabeth.
You were just so excited to hear about what I have to report out on, huh? Well, thank you, Tracy. He's going to drive for me tonight, so I appreciate that. Before we dive into my slides, I just want to give an update on our YSAT meeting that we had last week. Former Commissioner Vasquez sat on that subcommittee, and since she's no longer on the commission, I just want to continue that continuity of that, of reporting out. So we had really good representation. We had four of the five leagues represented in attendance. Soccer reported out that they had, and soccer being VYSL/VUSC, held a very successful play date on March 16th. It was a Sunday, so it wasn't conflicting with any baseball out at Centennial and Horse Creek. It was a non-competitive kind of recreational tournament style play for their younger divisions, and it was a way for them to kind of get some practice in prior to getting their games up and running. They had 74 teams in attendance, which was a really great record for them. So we are excited to hear about that. Baseball and softball leagues are up and running. Everyone is struggling with the rain and all of the rainouts and trying to figure out how to get their makeup games in. City staff shared some reminders to the leagues about just remembering to lock up restrooms and turn off lights at the end of the night. And Pony is in the throes of planning their third and final year of their World Series contract. It's been 3 years. This year it will take place from July 25th to the 28th. If you have not had the opportunity to go out and see the tournament in action the last 2 years, I highly recommend marking the calendar and making a point of going out there. It's very cool to see some of these international teams come in and visit Vacaville and kind of just seeing them representing their countries. It's a really great tournament. So that was it for YSAT. So Tracy, if you can go to the next slide.
Elizabeth, just a question on that. How will that be distributed, the information about the Pony tournament? Will that be go through our normal channels or?
So Pony Baseball has a whole planning committee dedicated to the World Series. So they have a number of different marketing channels that they use to go through. We do work with them, allow them to put banners around town for a temporary amount of time. They are also working with Visit Vacaville to get the word out. So they also have social media channels, and I think they do some of the more traditional publications through radio and the print too. So lots of market saturation.
But we should look at through their channels rather than ours.
I would say so. It's typically through Pony World, Pony Baseball that they tend to put all of that marketing out. Okay. But I'll be giving periodic updates about where we're at. We do have a staff member that sits on the planning committee to assist them. And as Wallace can attest to, we were actively involved the last couple years in getting Keating looking nice and pretty for all of our out-of-town visitors.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you. I'll let Wallace report out on that next time, but we have more plans. So the first thing I want to talk about is the CPRS conference that staff attended the week of March 17th. And for those of you who are unfamiliar, CPRS stands for California Parks and Recreation Society. It's kind of our umbrella umbrella organization for parks and recreation professionals, and it's an annual conference that rotates between Northern California and Southern California, held once a year, usually in the spring. This year it was held in Sacramento, so we took advantage of the close vicinity to send a lot of staff. It was a really great opportunity. There's lots of educational workshops about up and coming trends and hot topics in the field, professional development, and tons of networking opportunities as well. Sometimes it's just nice to get together with people who are doing the same thing you are and, you know, share your woes and realize you're not the only one with that problem. So it was a really great opportunity for staff. A number of the people who attended this year, it was their very first one. So it's always very cool to see staff kind of doing their thing and learning the experience and seeing it all for the first time. The picture on the left, I do want to call out, in our last in March commission meeting, we had reported out that we won an award of excellence from CPRS for our VACACON event. And in the picture on the left, we actually were receiving the award. So we brought the whole team together to take that group photo. And that was just really exciting for us. And then we'll be doing a little presentation about it at City Council next Tuesday evening as well. Next slide. Chair Oz already mentioned this one, but we have Preservation Hall Jazz Band in concert on April 10th at BPAT. This will be the final show of the city-sponsored series, and tickets are still available. They are a New Orleans jazz band, so we recommend that you check them out. They have been making music since the 60s, so they are well-versed in what they are doing. Next slide. And then, of course, VACACON is coming up. Commissioner.
Award-winning VACACON, right?
Pardon me?
Award-winning.
Yes, I should have put award-winning VACACON. I can't say it now without putting award-winning in front of it. The award-winning VACACON on April 12th and 13th, which Commissioner Bruman is going to be in attendance at, right?
Yes.
As one of our cosplay judges. And this event, for those of you who are unfamiliar with it, is basically something that is kind of similar to the Grand San Diego Comic-Con. It celebrates all things pop culture. We have celebrity guests, we have cosplayers, a cosplay contest, gaming stations. It's really an amazing event where people from all demographics and walks of life and age groups can come together. And it's just really a very cool visual event to see. Lots of really cool people watching. Tickets are on sale now. You can either do a single day or a day or a weekend pass. And I will say this event is very family friendly and appropriate for all ages. Next slide. And then Commissioner Berumen also mentioned one of our events that's happening on April 19th. We have three spring events kind of in honor of the Easter holiday. So that first picture on the left is from our Bunny Breakfast, which takes place at McBride Senior Center from 8:30 to 10 a.m. Families can have a pancake breakfast, enjoy arts and crafts, visit with the bunny. And then at 10, they can hop over to Andrews Park for Bunnies and Bonnets, which takes place from 10 to 1. We're offering ongoing egg hunts while supplies last. We're going to have a petting zoo. We'll offer pictures with Miss Bunny Bonnet. So all the things that go along with that. And then the final picture is at our underwater egg hunt. This was from last year. We are doing that again. So after Bunnies and Bonnets, folks can head over to Walter Graham Aquatic Center and dive for eggs. We will have our bunny from the Bunny Breakfast will be there. Going to be a busy day. And this is a great event because we also offer arts and crafts, and several of the different areas will be open for egg hunts as well. So the cost is $15 if you pre-register, $16 if you decide to go day of. Not a big deal. Next slide, please. And then the week following that weekend of events, April 21st through the 24th, I think 25th, we have a variety of spring break camps that we're offering. So kind of something for everyone, preschool, our TGIF camp vacations. We have a variety of sports camps available, Lego, gymnastics, and cooking. So if families are staying local, this is a great opportunity for them to try our programs, and hours are flexible on all of them. And I think that is it for my presentation. So if there are no questions or comments, then I will throw it back to Chair Oz.
Any questions?
Back on, right?
I was trying to remember, and maybe for the new commissioners as well, what's the expected attendance at DACACON, or like last year's attendance?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's definitely grown over the years. In 2024 for new commissioners, it was the first time we actually expanded from a one-day event to 2 days. So we had pretty close to 10,000 people come over the course of 2 days last year. We basically take over the Ulatus Cultural Center. We have the community center. We also use Vacaville Performing Arts Theater. And currently the library is under construction, so that's out of the mix. But in past years, we've also used that as well. So we cover every inch of that place. We use the courtyard, we use behind the buildings, we use the Ulatus Gardens. We really just kind of take over. We have an artist alley, we have exhibitors. There's a lot of different components to the event and layers, so that there really is a lot to see and experience and do. And then really once you pay and you're in, everything we offer is free. So even if you're just hanging out or you're going to the cosplay contest or you want to hear some of the celebrity guests talk about their experiences of getting into the business, you know, where we have panels with guest speakers. We actually have what's called a Natasha car show this year. So think of cars that are painted in the anime Japanese comic style, which is, it's very unique, it's very niche, but there's actually a whole thing for that. So it's really a very visual event. So I would highly encourage folks to come. Very well attended.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Any other questions? No. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Elizabeth. Moving on to item 14A, Director Mulder will provide us updates from the department.
All right, good evening once again, Commissioner. So just a few updates on some items, and then in addition to that, I will talk a little bit about the commission committees as well. So, but just to start out, I wanted to give an update on our Arts and Cultural Master Plan. So this is a project that the city has endeavored now as a part of updating our cultural programming and our arts. Melody's been very involved in this project. So we have a draft now that the consultant has put together. And there was a meeting back on March 26th. This is a special meeting with our Arts Advisory Committee. So our Arts Advisory Committee was presented with the draft of the Arts Cultural Master Plan. And we had several members from the community, the arts community, in the audience to receive the master plan as well. And we've got some great feedback from the arts community and also from the committee itself. So, so this is moving forward. It's very exciting to see this master plan coming together. So right now the plan is that this will go back to the Arts Committee at another special meeting on April 16th. Where they will provide their feedback. So we presented it to them at the first meeting on March 26. We wanted to have them a chance to absorb the information because it's a pretty long document. There's a lot of information in there. There's some new policy recommendations as well. So they will be receiving it once again, providing feedback, And then we anticipate that this will come in front of the Park and Recreation Commission either later this spring or early summer for your review as well. So we're excited to see that moving forward. Another item that I wanted to just provide an update on. So last week, Friday, our city council held a priority session workshop. So this was the council member and the city manager. The department heads were there. And so this was an update of our coming fiscal year budget. So there's a lot of discussion about the budget. Chair Oz mentioned that we do have a significant budget deficit and we're deficit spending. So a lot of the conversation discussion with the city council was within the context of that budget deficit and getting some direction from the council and, as to how they plan to address those challenges within the next year. And then also different topics were covered with the city council on some various items that either the council wanted to have addressed or the city manager wanted clarity on. So there was numerous agenda areas. I don't want to get into what a lot of those were because we just had the meeting on Friday and there, from what I know, there hasn't been a official document of direction from that meeting. So I don't want to get ahead of the city council or the city manager on that, but it was a really good session. I think there was some good direction. And again, it was out of the context of our budget challenges. So it was not really a strategic planning session of all these new priority projects coming forward, but basically how can we survive through this next challenging fiscal year and then set us up for success moving forward. So, but it was a really good session and Chair Oz was there as well to listen in on it. So it's nice to see you there. Another item I just wanted to provide a brief update on, and this was an item that was on discussion at the priority session, was the city is going through several different fee updates. And so within the next 3 months or so, there's gonna be some community engagement and some ongoing meetings regarding some of these fee updates. So, and this is a coordinated effort between Public Works, Community Development, our Finance Department, Parks and Rec, City Manager's Office. There's a lot of people involved in these fees. But so this this includes areas like our Development Impact Fee Program, an update to our Fee Development Impact Fee Ordinance. Our Parks Impact Fee for development is included in that. And overall service and fee schedules for like our facility fees and rental fees and things like that. So there will be a meeting coming up on April 10th. This will be the first meeting. There are several different meetings for some of the different fee areas, but the one on April 10th is a focused meeting for the Development Impact Fee Program and an outreach to our development community. To provide some outreach and questions and answers on that development impact fee. So, and then there will be additional meetings in May and June when some of these things come before and decisions are made with the city council. So more to come on that. And then finally, the next item under the director's report is the commission committees. So I wanted to review our different committees. Tracy's gonna actually put it up on the screen for us. There was an item in your packet that talked a little bit about these committees, and we've had actually commissioners who have reported out on some of the committees that they're sitting on right now. But at our next meeting, we will be bringing this back, and that will be the opportunity for the commission to assign commissioners to the committees. And some of these committees have existing commissioners on them. And so the commission, I think, will also determine whether with continuity, whether they determine to keep some of these commissioners on these committees or maybe they want to change up or that's really up to the commission to determine how you move through that. But I just want to kind of walk through these ones on this slide here. So the first one is the Facility Naming Committee. So this is a standing committee. Standing committees are ongoing committees. So I think the first three of these are ongoing standing committees. That means that It's a topic that continues. And so we have, over time, we'll have meetings. So the Facility Naming Committee is actually one that comes together when we have new facilities that need to be named. And so you can see we have our current commissioners, Frazier, Berumen, and Gutierrez on this naming committee. It only meets kind of as needed, so it depends on when we have new facilities. And then also we could meet if we need to take a look at the policy regarding naming as well. So that's the naming committee. The second one is our youth sports advisory team. So Elizabeth had talked a little bit about the YSAT committee. So this is that YSAT committee. So we have a commissioner that sits as a liaison to our youth sports organizations that have facility agreements for use of our sports fields. So it's a really good committee. We try to have a regular engagement with our youth sports groups, with our department, which really helps to work through an efficient operating process for our sports groups.
Is there a regular schedule for YSAT meetings?
That is a regularly scheduled meeting, yes.
Yes, so we do take a little bit of a hiatus over the summertime, mostly because the leagues aren't operating then. And then we reconvene in the fall. And then we meet either every month or every other month, just as time allows for everyone. As we get closer to the league starting up, it gets a little hairy trying to get everybody's schedules to coordinate. But sometimes we will also kind of meet by Zoom if needed, or send updates via email. So there is regular communication.
Then our next one is our Vacaville Arts and Cultural Alliance. So this is the one that Commissioner Berumen just provided an update on. So your name's not on here, but you are currently sitting on this one. So that one actually should have had your name on there for now. So that is a liaison to our Vacaville Arts Cultural Alliance. So we have like Visit Vacaville and members of our arts and culture and special events organizations that we have a liaison to. And we also have a staff person, Kristen, who sits on as a liaison for that one as well. So we can be informed and get feedback and have regular communication with a lot of our event organizers and a lot of the things that happen. A lot of things going on in Vacaville when it comes to our arts and culture, special events. We are one programmer in that area, but it's great to see that there's many providers and that there's efficiency and that we work together. The next one is our Play for All committee. So Play for All is an all abilities park that we have here in Vacaville. It's a beautiful park. If you haven't been there, it's an amazing, has a beautiful playground and picnic areas. And we work with a group on Play for All, and we have a commissioner that's a liaison to this committee. And there's additional phases for this park. So this committee talks about the planning, design, and construction of future phases, and also just the operations of the park as well. So we'll be looking for a commissioner for that one. The VPAT show selection committee. So Chairman Oz gave a report on this one. So this is our Vacaville Performing Arts Theater. And we work with our contract.
Venue Tech.
We work with Venue Tech, who contracts that facility on the process of all the different shows that we have there. And we have shows that are sponsored by the city, and then Venue Tech also programs a lot of different shows as well through their contract process. And then finally, the Creek Walk Season Performer Selection Committee. So we have a commissioner that sits on this committee to help us in the process of selecting all of our performances for our summer concert series, our Creek Walk series. So, and we will be making that appointment later in the year. We have made up all of our selections for this coming season, but we will have need a commissioner to help us when we get to our next upcoming season. So that's just a list of the committees. If there's any questions, we can try to answer those for you. But this will come back at our next meeting for the commission to look for volunteers who would like to sit on these different committees and help us out, and then report out when we have our monthly meetings on the how these committees are going and your work with them. So any questions or comments on that?
Just wondering if we have time commitments for all of the committees. I know we talked about YSAT, but like Play for All, what does that look like? And then VPAT, what does that look like? Or is it seasonal?
So the Play for All is a regular, I want to say it's a monthly meeting. It's on Mondays.
Yeah, I believe it's on the second Monday of the month, but they do it by Zoom. So it makes it a little bit easier.
To answer a little bit, because I was on that, and so was our past commissioner. It doesn't take much time if you're interested, Commissioner Fajetas, because I still get the emails. Once you're on there, they don't get your email. So I still get the emails and updates and stuff like that.
Not that I'm volunteering here. I'm just saying that that's what happens.
Well, it sounds like to me.
And then VPAT. Yeah, I can speak to VPAT, the show selection committee. That one is appointed about in November, and then the work really occurs from January through May. We hope to have everything sort of wrapped up by May, and those are monthly meetings by Zoom. So we should probably expect that one to come back around in November for a reappointment, I would guess.
Yes, Tracy, I don't know how that happened. We did that last year.
Yes, in November, so that you can finish out getting the shows, and then come November, we'll get it. And hopefully who volunteers won't be a commissioner that might have to have their term right. End. Mm-hmm. Great.
And then what was my other? The Play for All committee, I'm wondering, I know we're a liaison to that committee, but is there a point at which that committee will end? Is there a life to that committee?
That is an ad hoc committee and not a standing committee. So at some point, I think there are projects that are continuing, will take some time. But yes, at some point that the way it is set up as an ad hoc, that it would have an end at some point.
And then with the facility naming committee, I know that we have three commissioners already seated on that committee, but we don't anticipate that coming forth anytime soon. I'm wondering, just out of respect for those that are sitting on the committee, if we should maybe bring that back to confirm that they still want to sit on that committee, or...
Yeah, I would think so. I think we could bring it back because it could be that commissioners want to throw their name into another committee or with new commissioners. It really will be up to the commission to determine how you would like to represent all of these committees. So I think it's fair that would come back, and then you can confirm either to keep it the same or move names around, however you decide.
Great. And the Commissioner Kelsey.
Yeah, just a quick question. How many committees can a commissioner sit on? Is it multiple, three, four, and one, without losing their mind?
I don't know if I can answer the second part of that question for you. I don't know that there's any kind of standard or policy that determines. We like to have a nice variety of representation on the committees, but it's really up to the commission to determine what that looks like. But we don't want anyone to lose their mind over it.
No, I was being facetious.
And then we also have many, as everybody knows, many great events that the department leads that ask for volunteers. And so there's opportunities to volunteer on that as well. The one up will be our judge for VACACON, Commissioner Bruman. And I hope to be in attendance to judge his judging, I think, so I'll be there as well. But great. And then the time commitment for the facility naming committee, I think we were able to do that in two meetings last time. They were very, very long meetings with a lot of, we actually named 8 different parks and facilities, and we had public comment, a list of 150 names to go through. And then we also had asked for names for these specific parks from the community and got another 100 names to read through. Then there was a lot of research on those names. I actually spent an exorbitant amount of time just doing my own research and analyzing, trying to make the right decision. And then that committee comes together to make recommendations to go before this commission, and then eventually the commission would make those recommendations to the council. But that's just sort of a window of a 2 or 3 months, a month effort. So, and the goal of the planning department is to try to get those names for upcoming parks and facilities, get those names early on. So rather than waiting till after the parks are open. So, but I know that they're working on that. Great.
And just to clarify, the creek walk is usually 2 commissioners. It has been in the past. I don't know if we're switching it.
Yeah, I think it's
good. More opportunity there.
Is there a database
that they present? Yeah.
Let's remember to. We always want to remember to request so you activate your mic so that because we are being videoed, and we want to make sure that the audience hears all of our comments. Commissioner Bruman.
Yeah, on the Creek Walk Performance Selection Committee, that was a lot of fun. I was actually part of that. And you're on a time limit, man. It starts going and you got to pay attention to what's happening. So I was actually be part of that. Hopefully you guys like the music. But it was a lot of fun.
Always. Great. Any other questions or comments on the committees? Director, I have one question on your report. With respect to the budget, will there be at one meeting in the future that will present if there are budget cuts that will affect Parks Recreation, will we have an opportunity to hear those and weigh in on those and make recommendations to the council?
Yes, I think so. So this is kind of my first go around with, sure, with the budget. And the budget is a city council function of determining those budget areas, but the commission can give recommendations to those. So we can keep an eye and basically, I'm monitoring, evaluating this process. It's very fluid right now because there's a lot of options out there and areas for the council to consider. So as we get closer in one of our future meetings here, I can provide an update to what those budget challenges are for our department. I can tell you that each department was challenged with cutting 2.5% of the budget. So we have been going through several exercises. We cut in a lot of areas that didn't, we really focused on making sure we could continue to run our programs and services with minimal impact to that. But cutting in other areas like service and supplies and training, we're gonna have to look at our training budget for this next year and things like that. So, but I can provide an update at one of our upcoming meetings to keep the commission informed, and if there's any areas for recommendation.
But I think in the spirit of that meeting, I think there was some outreach of here are some of the things that are on the list, and please give us your feedback if you don't want them cut or you have concerns. I'd like to have the commission have that opportunity as well.
But,
great. Great. Any other questions of the director? All right.
And I'll turn it back to you, Chair Oz for the next item.
Great. So moving on to appointments. So the next item on the agenda is the appointment of the chair and vice chair for the commission. As a reminder, these are roles are appointed annually by a vote of the commission. We'll begin with the position of chair. At this time, I'd like to open up floor nominations for chair. Commissioner Gutierrez.
I would love to nominate Chair Oz to continue in this role. I think we've done really well under your leadership, and with all the changes going on right now, it'd be nice to have some stability there. But that is my nomination.
Thank you. I welcome that nomination. Commissioner Bruman.
I will second that. So if you need a nomination, yeah, I second that. You are doing a great job, Commissioner Chair Oz. And yeah, you make a stable, so we're ready to roll. Move on to the next chapter.
Commissioner Kelsey.
I third that. Chair Oz, I've met you and I think of you as a stellar person.
Great, well, thank you. Are there Commissioner Frazier?
I'll fourth that.
Oh, sorry, Commissioner Frazier, since you already have a motion and a second, you can take a
perfect.
So now we'll proceed to maybe a roll call vote for appointment of Blair Oz as chair for the next 12 months.
Secretary Reyes, would you please call the roll?
Ben?
Aye.
Commissioner Frazier?
Yes.
Commissioner Kelsey?
Aye.
Vice Chair Gutierrez?
Aye.
Commissioner Golinger?
Yes.
Aye. Great. Now we'll move on to election of the vice chair. I'd like to open up floor nominations for this role. And I'd like to actually start by nominating Aisha Gutierrez to continue as vice chair. If that's so welcomed. Commissioner Kelsey.
I second that.
Great. So. Any other nominations? All right, we'll proceed to a roll call vote for the appointment of Aisha Gutierrez as vice chair for the next 12 months. Secretary Reyes, would you please call the roll?
Fisher?
Yes.
Commissioner Kelsey?
Yes.
Aye.
Yes. Vice Chair Gutierrez?
Yeah. Aye. Great. Moving on. So, reports of the commissioners. I normally would be the last to speak, but I actually wanted to speak first here. So I'll start off tonight. Again, I want to welcome the two new commissioners. We look forward to working with you and getting to know you and looking forward to your, we know that you already have a commitment. There's a lot of work to do if you put the work in. So we're looking to work with you on that. I did attend the special meeting of the Arts Advisory Committee last week where the draft Arts and Recreation Master Plan was presented, and I was very impressed. I wasn't able to actually review the master plan before the meeting because the website was being uploaded and I couldn't quite find it, but it is now available at the website. And so I would encourage all the commissioners to take a look at that and read through it yourself so that you can be abreast of what's what to come rather than just being surprised at the last minute. But really excited about that. And then I mentioned I did attend the special meeting of the council when we talked about the budget and priorities for the upcoming fiscal year. I've already provided some of those comments, but looking forward to working through that. And then lastly, I did want to just take a moment to recognize and thank commissioners, former commissioners, Mary Vasquez, Daniel Shea, and Sean McMahon for their years of service on the Parks and Recreation Commission and to the Vacaville community. Their dedication has helped shape parks, programs, and events that are more inclusive, vibrant, and really reflect our community's needs. On behalf of the commission, I'd like to express my sincere gratitude for their commitment and their contributions over the years, and their efforts will have a long-lasting impact, and we truly thank them for their service. With that, I'll move on to Commissioner Golinger.
I have nothing. Did you want me to say something?
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Emily Golinger. We moved to Vacaville just about 2 years ago, so I'm a relative newcomer. I previously lived in Rio Vista, where I was chair of Parks and Rec Commission for two terms, and then I was also on the Planning Commission. And I also was the regional commissioner for River Delta AYSO. So I've got that sports background and I have that Parks and Rec background. As I told Mayor Carley, it was time for me to get off the bench. I spent 2 years transitioning to Vacaville. I haven't had a thing to volunteer for. So it was time and I'm really glad to be here. So,
great.
Yeah, excited.
So you can bring what worked and what didn't work in Rio Vista and bring that to Vacaville.
This is a much larger scale than Rio Vista, much more community oriented than what we had. And we had to scrape by in Rio Vista. So, but it's amazing what you can do when you have to scrape by. So when you have not a lot to work with, you can really make it happen with, you know, private partnerships and grant writing and et cetera. We built a whole new skate park in Rio Vista when nobody thought we could afford that. So there's always a way. Yeah.
Thank you. Commissioner Kelsey.
Yes, hi. We moved to Vacaville about three years ago now from Southern California. I'm a Southern California transplant. I was immersed in the culture of Southern California, the beach culture, the entertainment culture. Educationally, I got a screenwriting degree at UCLA years back. I spent time when I came to live in San Francisco originally. I got a master's degree in creative writing. That's why I mentioned, you know, bringing some creative writing influence into that organization where they can really cultivate stories that people have and share that with the next generation. I think that's very important, very, very interesting. Arts have always been a very big part of my life, whether it's been music or writing or poetry, screenwriting, things like that. I did publish a novel with an independent publisher out of New York many, many years ago. I am a father to a beautiful 10-year-old boy who's the love of my life. My wife is a chef, and so I always find myself cooking at home, and she's usually not. But usually we do have a business together, which is in the food business, so she does all the cooking for that. So it's a great way, I mean, being on this council is a great way of sharing my experiences with what I've been through, all the many facets of my identity over the course of the decades, and see what I can do to help this community grow and thrive and, you know, be a real, really wonderful place as it already is to live and work and live and be. So, great, yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Commissioner Frazier.
So I just want to welcome the new commissioners. So I'm glad you guys are here. And just give a shout out to Greg Wilson. He's our recreation aquatics guy. Just for a couple of things, he's working with myself through adult swim lessons. And so adults in our community, probably 35% of adults don't know how to swim. Mm-hmm. And so we're putting together a free weekend in May. It's May 17th and 18th. And it's a partnership with our Vacaville Swim Club Masters swimmers to provide some free lessons. So adults can sign up for 2 days for half an hour each day. It'll be in small groups of one or two people. working with an instructor to kind of start that process so that they can kind of get maybe over that anxiety and that anxiousness about not swimming, and then maybe sign up for lessons over the summer that we're going to offer. So that's the first thing. He's also worked with us to set up a, through Pacific Masters, kind of a Western United States adult just program on one day where we're going to get certified. So people can come and they'll get trained and certified in adult swim lessons. And so so he's doing a lot. So I just wanted to give a shout out to him and kind of put those on people's radar. So, yeah.
Pass the kudos along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks.
Commissioner Bruman.
Well, I got nothing to report. I just want to welcome the new commissioners. Looking forward to working with you all. And pretty much it. I'm looking forward to, yeah, I guess back at con.
Back at con. And last but not least, Chair Gutierrez.
Vice Chair, don't promote me yet.
I actually have. Right.
Was that a Freudian slip? nothing new to report, but I would love to echo Chair Oz's sentiments about our outgoing commissioners. You know, we've had some pretty heated discussions up here, and that the three outgoing commissioners, I learned a lot from, extremely, you know, passionate about this community and Parks and Rec overall. And I know we will continue to do them proud, and definitely welcome the two new commissioners, or three, but I guess we'll save that for when he's here. And it's actually really nice to hear about you recently coming to Vacaville. I've been here my whole life, so I think it's always nice to get outside eyes on some things that we do and see every day. So I look forward to having that balance here and being able to hear, you know, different ideas and perspectives on things that maybe we don't notice because it's just become, you know, every day for us. I want to remind everyone about Loop the Lagoon that's happening later this month. That's on the 27th. Registration is open right now. So it's just an amazing time to get out and enjoy our parks. It's a huge community event, whether you are a runner or a walker or somewhere in between. I just want to remind everyone to please sign up for that if you are interested. And that's all I have.
Great. Thank you. All right. Going back to the agenda, I see that since there being no further business, we'll adjourn to our next meeting on Wednesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Thank you, everyone, and good night, Vacaville.
Right now, so it's just an amazing time.